This week for House Speaker Mike Johnson, deciding if and how to funnel more military aid to Ukraine. And a New York appeals court judge has turned down former President Trump's request to delay next week's scheduled start of the so-called hush money trial. On Wall Street, stocks in the red, the Dow down 217 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes soon with a high-impact storm system that'll be affecting us. But today, not too bad, with a high temperature up to about 79, mostly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible. Tonight's low down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially beginning in the afternoon, more likely in the evening and nighttime hours, and locally heavy rainfall totals. Also, a severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather possible. The high in the upper 70s on Wednesday, up to about 73 Thursday with maybe some leftover showers first half of the day. Then nice weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The Alabama House of Representatives has approved legislation that would give property owners and law enforcement better tools to deal with individuals who illegally occupy the homes of others. House Bill 182 increases the penalties for squatters who attempt to take over a residence that does not belong to them. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert has been placed on administrative leave. Mayor Stephen Reed made the announcement Monday afternoon. Mayor Reed did not give a reason for the change, saying that would be announced when the matter is concluded. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man dead Sunday night. 52-year-old Christopher Manuel was shot in the 4700 block of Mobile Highway just off the Southern Boulevard late Sunday night. Manuel was pronounced dead on the scene. No further information has been released. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is the third half of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget the number here, 1-800-289-9228. 1-800-289-9228. I think in the River Region, that number would be, Scott?
272-9228. That's the number to call.
There you go. So all you folks down there know how to just call directly. It's probably already in your phones, but that is okay. Let's get back out to your phones, because, whoa, somebody else wants to talk about the census. But let's go to Babs first. Babs, I see it now. Babs, welcome to the program.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
I listen to the show on a regular basis. I think I've only called in once. But I was wondering if any of you had seen the clip where it shows, I guess it's a group of Palestinians chanting death to America and death to Israel.
Yes, ma'am. I think there are a number of those. We just aren't, we're not shown as many of them as we deserve.
Exactly. Because, I saw this box last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like their worldview stops after they get rid of Israel. I mean, there's a reason they call, I think they are the little Satan and we're the big Satan.
Well,
so it's not just a disgust for Israel. They're, and you know what's funny about why they're out for America is because they still believe that we're still a Christian nation.
Right. And they want us all dead and gone. They want to take over this country. And that's the reason it scares me so much about all these, illegals coming in. We don't know who all's coming in.
That is correct.
But I wish people in this country could hear, everybody could hear that. Maybe it might wake them up and they won't have such
I don't know, Babs. I mean, you know, we couldn't get people to quit wearing their mask.
Well, I know. It's a sad situation, isn't it?
It is.
And this Caroline Dobson that's running against Brubaker?
Yes, ma'am.
I am much afeard she is supported by some, deep state Republicans and, of course,
you think
Democrats.
So?
I think she's another Monroe-y. You know, she was educated at Harvard, right?
Yeah, well, she was on our show a couple weeks ago, Babs, and I was fascinated to hear, unless she was completely prepared, and I don't know, because we don't ask normal questions because we're not normal. We're abnormal. There's something wrong with us. And she was pretty quick to talk about, I mean, it was fascinating to hear how, look, she just didn't have a lot of friends, and there weren't but a handful of conservatives, and they kind of hung out together, and unless she was completely prepared for odd questions, it did not sound like the Harvard education took. Maybe you could go back and find that, but it was an interesting conversation. I didn't get the feeling of the deep state, and you listen enough to know that we have a pretty good radar. But I've been wrong before. I have picked some real losers before.
Really do. Like I think she's another Martha Roby that's going to bend to whatever Mitch McConnell says. But that's my opinion, and I have a right to it like you guys do. I really enjoy the show. You're very informative, and I do listen every day, getting ready to go here, there, everywhere. But I thoroughly enjoy the show, and I appreciate y'all.
Hey, Babs, we appreciate you. Thank you.
That's so nice.
I mean, we could be wrong.
We could be wrong.
We're not saying who we're for. That's for y'all to decide in that district. Yeah. We're trying to get Dick Brubaker back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
working
fair. And then maybe we can get the audio from both. Mm-hmm. And then put it on the website that we never update. But then we'll tell people, hey, look, both of those interviews are up, and y'all can listen to them and decide. It's probably better than listening to a debate.
I think it is. And I think that the way you described us as well is perfect. We ask abnormal questions. We're not going to ever give anybody mm-hmm. questions in advance, because then we don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I felt like we gave her a very good interview, and people can listen to that.
To get a feel for who somebody is or how they are.
Understand, you can go to Harvard and come away with your own beliefs still.
Yeah. Maybe statistically that's low.
It's very low.
But it can happen.
But people can listen for themselves and then, like you said, decide.
Let's go to T-Spear. T-Spear, who wants to talk about the census. Very, very interesting stuff. Yes, T-Spear. You know I'm giving y'all a hard time because it is going to help lead to the demise of the Republic. There's no doubt. And so fire away, T-Spear.
Okay, first of all, everybody needs, the first thing they do when they receive their census generally is they throw it away. People need to quit doing that. The second thing they need to do before they even take a pencil with mm-hmm. is they need to sit down and read it.
Mm.
If it asks you questions that you're uncomfortable answering,
mm-hmm.
don't answer it. Leave that with the statement of none of your business.
I always thought the census what all I really had to answer was how many people live in your house. Yeah.
That's right. Well,
and I put 50.
several years ago, I received a census that was, I think, about 4 or 5 pages long. No, it must have been 6 because they were all double pages. And some of the questions were even duplicates.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like they were trying to catch you out and see if you would answer on this second. But it included things like,
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, ma'am.
You know, are you buying your house? Do you rent your house? Or do you own your house?
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference between those three things.
Mm-hmm.
People need to read that. And the answer to that question is none of your business. How many bedrooms do you have? None of your business.
Right.
How many square feet is your house? None of your I don't care if a guy lives in a single room cabin with 50. The statement needs to be none of your business.
I agree. They don't need all that data. They just collect more and more data. Yes, and they use it to control people.
And not only do they use it to control people, they can also use it to make plans for future housing.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the cities of New York and Chicago that the people are being asked. At this point, they're being, quote, asked to open up their guest rooms to an illegal invader.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why they wanted to know how many bathrooms I have in my house?
Yes.
I wondered, I kept wondering about that. What do you care about that?
Okay. Well, here it is. This is a very good way that they could make plans for how many houses they can take over. And I know that there are people out there that do not believe in conspiracy theories. You're justified in not believing in conspiracy theories, but you better wake up and you better be listening, because there will come a day that you'll say, oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on.
That's so true.
And you're suddenly going to realize that you are very far behind the eight ball, and the cue and the white ball is racking up to make a major change in your life.
You're right, T-Spear.
If you don't think it can happen, you better be thinking again. To go back to the questions on the Dobson situation,
yes.
I was not aware that she had gone to school at Harvard. That automatically gives me a major tick against her. Anyone in this day and age, even 5 years ago, who was stupid enough to say, oh, because that's the greatest, they're a fool. We have excellent schools here in the state of Alabama to go to school for almost anything you want to go to school for. There's absolutely no need to tie your star to such a liberal institution. I'll go back to that word. Institution is Harvard. Absolutely no reason for it. Number two, I don't want another Katie Britt. You know, when Katie Britt started running, when she was initially running, she sounded exactly like what Dobson is putting out. Exactly. She did almost the exact same ads. She wanted everybody to know that she was for the family, that she was for the state of Alabama, that she was for justice. And all of a sudden, she gets to Washington, and what does she do? She votes for a thousand-plus page spending bill that there's no way in hell she was able to read.
I can't disagree with you on that, T-Spear.
They had 2 hours to read this. And instead of reading it and saying, I'm not signing that, she signed it because she was told to. Here it is, Ms. Britt. Who owns you? What do they have on you? You need to stand up, pull up your big girl panties, tell the truth about who owns you, and do what you were hired to do, which was to represent the people of the state of Alabama. That goes for you too, Mike Rogers. I'm fed up with these representatives who do not come to the back home and do not do their jobs for us. And if they don't like the fact that they're being called out on it by name, then they need to get off their butts and do something about it and do what the people of the state of Alabama want them to do.
And thank you, T-Spear.
Country.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You much, guys. Y'all
thank you.
Our callers have been on fire today.
Can't disagree.
No, it really does give you pause. But maybe, just maybe, there's a chance that there's a difference. But you're going to have to be willing to take that chance, because really what we're talking about is just making it past the runoff so that you can run against the other candidate.
Whichever
and
Democrat
so
wins.
It's Allison's question, who makes the best matchup? Who has the most chance of winning? That's a big if.
Yep. Well, that's why we want people to be informed. Let's go to Fred and then Randall. Fred, welcome to the program.
Well, hey, I called in about the lady prior to this last one was talking about knowing who was behind who.
Yes.
Let me give you three names. Martha Roby, Jeff Coleman, Caroline, whatever her name, Dobson here. What do they all have in common? Anybody know? Well, I'll tell you, who was a big pack that supported each one of them in their primary?
Who?
And I have insurance. I have insurance with the company, but I have to have a membership in the Alabama Farmers Federation, Alpha.
Alpha,
and that's
okay.
Why we got it. Now, thank God we had a businessman, Barry Moore, was able to get Jeff Coleman, who was a businessman, in a debate so people could see the difference. Dick Brubaker is a businessman. He's served as a legislator in the state. He kind of knows the game. We don't need another lawyer up there. And Caroline is probably a wonderful person. She has a farming family, and that's all great. That's why Alpha backs them. But I want somebody that can get in there and be a fight. I would appreciate and ask Mr. Brubaker to get out a little bit more to the people and be fighting harder. You know, trying to listen to ads on TV, he's getting negative. I see probably two negatives for every one of his ads.
Yeah, and people are wanting us to ask him about his stance on illegal immigration or even legal immigration. Do we need to bring in more foreigners because we don't have enough Americans to do the work? That seems to be a big question, and maybe there's a misunderstanding there, but we'll find out.
And I'm not opposed to a guest worker program because we got to have people to, you know, we've always had it down there in some of those southwestern states with the migrant workers coming in to pick the crops.
Well, did you see the story we had, Fred, that Mexico is going to have a hard time picking all its crops because it doesn't have workers? We got them all. We got them all, Fred.
Well, you know what? But the whole concept is guest workers, they're supposed to come, do what they do, get paid, and go home.
Well, yeah, that was the idea. Now they're squatter workers.
That information is just so people understand who's backing who. Same thing with Katie Britt. Who backed Katie Britt, Alpha? And I'm sorry, you know, I wish they would listen to more of the people of Alabama.
You're right. Hey, thanks, buddy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be, to stand strong and vote no on gambling, and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Welcome to Epic here in Jack's Tavern, where they cherish their seniors. Dive into their $9.99 senior-sized meat and three lunch specials, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Each meal comes with a refreshing drink and a roll. It's time to savor the flavors that feel like home. Epic here in Jack's Tavern, where tradition meets taste.
Brunch lovers, rejoice. Every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Epic here in Jack's Tavern offers an exquisite brunch menu alongside their meat and three specials. Start your weekend right with the best local flavors. Remember, they're in the old Fantail building, waiting. waiting to make your Saturday special.
For the lowest prices on flooring and flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, carpet remnants, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. And if you're a flooring installer, you'll really love Budget Floors & More. Budget Floors & More has the lowest prices on installation supplies. Ask about their professional trade discounts, large selection, and quality at the best prices. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane in Montgomery, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We are powered by 1819 News. Check out 1819news.com for all your Alabama news. They are your citizen-supported truth teller, shining the light on what's good. What's the whole list?
True and beautiful.
Not the good, the bad, and the ugly, which just still works.
It works.
In the state of Alabama, 1819news.com. Let's go out to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Happy Tuesday to you.
Hey, you?
No, kinda.
Hello?
There you are.
I'm sorry. My juicer was running. I'm sorry. I'm trying to oxidize this. it's so much to cover. But on the workforce stuff, the college in Mobile, y'all done a story on it last year. I remember. Are they connected with this? The 1819 News did it, I just remember it being a story about a college in Mobile that was coming online that was pretty much going to integrate all kind of like different businesses are going to bring their technology there, and people could take a 2-year school and then go straight to that work. But this was before the workforce development really started hitting hard. Like this was when I read it. You know what I mean? That wasn't on my mind.
We've had workforce development hitting hard for a long time in the state, for years and years and years. And every couple of years, it makes it into the news again. And then everybody has this debate we're having, and then it just keeps on keeping on.
So that college down there pretty much is federal money then. It ain't just something that they doing separate from the federal government.
I don't know if the money is from federal money or state money.
All right. And I love y'all so much. And it kills me that y'all still having problems. Like when y'all have problems and then shooting, pointing back and forth, and when you troubleshoot, it ain't never going to... When you're messing with the internet, you always going to have stuff. I will buy the Ring doorbell camera for y'all to install. I mean, really. It would take so much off y'all's plate. I mean, it would be, y'all could all three have it. Like, you could have the app, and it wouldn't matter if you was in the bathroom. You would know. You know what I mean? What's up?
Mm-hmm.
So I hate when y'all having to do that. And I know it's probably part of fun, some of the fun aggravating each other because of it. But and then on to marital stuff, because y'all did, and I ain't never really got into that part of it. But if you really want to take care of your wife and make her happy, and where she ain't, or even she on social media, it don't matter if she's missing something and they start swaying her mind, like, and then her girls talk about it, and then it gets away from it. Go invest in it's called a beauty massage belt. It's about $250, and then get her a juicer. And just give it to her.
A beauty massage belt and a juicer. That's all you need for your wife.
That's all you need. That's all you just give it to her.
No, that thing is called a fat shaker. What the heck are you doing? You're going to get me in so much trouble.
Beauty massage belt. Randall.
This don't even. we ain't worried about no beauty up in here. Up in here. Yeah. And we inside beauty. We talking here now.
Okay.
Plus, trust me, dang the massage belt. You ain't there for the shaking of fat. You ain't there for the massage.
Okay, outside they have massage on the inside, and it don't have to be a nasty thing, so then plus the juicer, and make sure you get a fruit with seeds in it.
I'm telling you, it will change y'all's life, and it's worth the $250, I promise y'all, and just put it somewhere where don't even act like you know, y'all. Just grab it for your wife and don't say another word. Let her have fun on it.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Thank you, Randall.
Get that Ring doorbell camera, please.
We'll report back to you.
Thank you, Randall.
Okay. Well, I'm
busy reading about the beauty belt massager.
Days of Our Lives.
And what it does.
Big Dave named that.
I'm not not recommending you search for it.
You know what? I'm not going to. I am interested in a juicer because I think that is very healthy. And actually, my husband would be thrilled if I got us a juicer, because then that would mean I would make good smoothies and not the ones that the poor thing... He keeps trying to make smoothies and they're never quite
right.
You
got to have the industrial, the real blender.
I've got to go back to a Vitamix is what I've got to do.
Yes, and you've got to get a ice maker...
I'm sorry, honey.
...that's separate that you have
Did
to...
Did you hear that
you get
part?
The little pellet ice. That's what you got to do.
So that means you...
That's the difference in a good... You can't have your crushed ice from your ice maker. That will never work right.
So you need like pellet baby ice that they have at Milo's.
Yes, or the kind that makes, I think it's almost called flake ice.
Okay. So you have that kind of ice and plus that's an good expense. Juice material plus a Vitamix
plus
that they
a
sell
real
twice
blender.
A year on sale at Costco.
Yes.
And you've gotten it
Then you can make a really
out.
Good smoothie. Because remember, right. We used to have a Planet Smoothie franchise.
Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
You've been holding out this whole time. Mm-hmm. If I were to buy a Vitamix, which I mm-hmm. can't right now, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying if I could, mm-hmm. would you know how to make the PB&J smoothie?
I used to have all the recipes.
Scott!
And a grape ape and a leaping lizard.
What about
lizard?
The peanut butter power-up?
The peanut butter. We knew how to
or
make
Captain,
the PBJs. We knew the PBJs. That's what it was.
That's Chris's favorite.
They were good.
You know what? If you could get that recipe...
It might be almost impossible to find.
No, I don't think it is.
You don't think so?
I think you know a whole lot more than you've mm-hmm. ever let on. And I feel a little upset right now that you've...
You don't tell everybody everything.
...held out that you used to have a Planet Smoothie franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay, so anywho, we've helped people solve their marriage problems. We've talked about the census, mm-hmm. waking people up. We've talked about this whole new, like HB, I think it's 417 or 471, talking about mm-hmm. the World Economic Forum being invited into Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. What else are we going to talk about, Scott? Because you're like scrolling through the computer mm-hmm. and your face is making faces.
The belt massager is still...
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. I thought it was to shake
Somebody
the fat off.
Help me.
But apparently it's not. See, I just don't know things. I can make a smoothie, but there's things I don't know. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
All who sleeps Advantage has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ertis.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes soon with a high-impact storm system that'll be affecting us. But today, not too bad, with a high temperature up to about 79, mostly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible. Tonight's low down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially beginning in the afternoon, more likely in the evening and nighttime hours, and locally heavy rainfall totals. Also, a severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather possible. The high in the upper 70s on Wednesday, up to about 73 Thursday with maybe some leftover showers first half of the day. Then nice weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We've got a lot of phone calls to get to. Don't forget the number, 1-800-289-9228. We want to, sometime during the show, if we can get to it, talk about Donald Trump. He put out his position statement on abortion, which is actually what we recommended, I believe.
Yeah.
Because we heard it was going to be a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have that coming up. Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Happy Tuesday to you.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Clark.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
So, Scott, every time we turn around, Joe Biden is telling us how wonderful the economy is. And the main thing he predicates that from is the stock market.
Yes.
Now, is the stock market up from where it was 3 years ago, Scott?
I think so, yes.
Okay. What metric is used to determine if the stock market is up? How do we measure how the stock market is doing?
Just the total valuation of whichever index we use, Dow Jones Industrial or
and that's
whatever.
All predicated on non-adjusted U.S. dollars.
Yeah, how much those stocks, quote-unquote stocks, are worth in dollars.
Okay.
Yes.
So during the Biden presidency, mm-hmm. I use the term loosely, how much has inflation gone up? What's inflation since Biden took office?
I want to say 25%. Is that right?
Yes, 24-25%. Now, I believe if the concerned listener wants to look and they adjust what the stock market is currently valued at and adjust that for 24-25% inflation, and frankly, Scott, I think that's a ridiculously low number. I buy my groceries.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's actually a third,
a lot
at least.
Than 24%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I used to walk out of Walmart with for $75 now costs me closer to $140.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So, that's just another lie, Scott. The stock market's not better. There's more dollars, but the more dollars aren't worth as much as the less dollars were worth.
So you're saying that if the inflation rate growth,
I'm
how much inflation has made things cost, the dollars you have in the market, you might have 20 more dollars in the market, but now that the groceries and everything else cost you 30 more dollars, an improved stock market did not make you any wealthier. You're still poorer because of Biden's inflation.
Yes, if the stock market is at 30,000 and it was at 28,
mm-hmm.
if you adjust that 30,000 for the 25% inflation,
you're back
up. The stock market's not better. It's not better. It's kind of like saying, the McDonald's worker that got $20 an hour for a week before they replaced him with a robot was better off.
You're right.
You know, they're not any better
mm-hmm.
off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, or you're the employee that got a 10% raise, which nobody ever gets. You got a 10% raise, but inflation's at 25%. You lost money. But you should be
yes.
happy that you got a 10% raise while Joe Biden is president.
Let's put it down for the Biden voter to understand. You can't buy as many Happy Meals with what you have as what you could.
As you could. Yeah, but
you
are Clark, that is your opinion. And Janet Yellen, who used to run the Federal Reserve and now runs the Treasury, Ian, is it Hatchett? said that she says there's more distress in low-income households, but households generally are in very good shape in the United States.
Right, right. And Obamacare saved us money too, Scott.
Yeah, exactly. Things got cheaper.
Let me put it this way. If you were opening up another smoothie franchise, and Janet Yellen said, "Hey, Scott, I'm available," would you hire her?
I would not let her run my business, no.
Yeah.
She is one of those who can run businesses like the Federal Reserve, where they can just print money, and it doesn't matter if you do a good job, a bad job, whatever. They're in charge. They're the bank, and her performance does not matter. But yeah, I'm sure she's smart.
She can't run a business, but she can run the country into the ground.
That is correct.
Mm. So, you know, anybody that's all shot in the rear, and this depresses me because I've been looking at how everything's doing on a regular basis.
Yes, sir.
And then I thought, you know, okay, so what you got in the stock market is up, but so what? The value of the dollars there are less than what you had.
Mm-hmm.
You know the reason, like, real estate's going crazy?
Why?
It's just keeping pace with the devaluation of the dollar.
That's correct.
Real estate's not worth anymore. The dollars you buy it with are worth less.
That's right. Clark, I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. That's a good point.
More than me.
Do what?
I said, I hope the next one cheers you up more than me.
You're always just a bright
bucket of sunshine.
Yeah, exactly. Bucket of sunshine. Thanks, Clark. Appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Lunchbox Bob. Lunchbox, we got about 2.5-3 minutes.
It's the end of the third half. Two babes and Scott. And Scott is a wet day in Alabama. A little bit of overcast, a little bit of rain. And yeah, we are going to be in this portion of the show, this 2 minutes you've told me about, we're going to be a little bit happier.
Good.
Because yes, our dollar is worth a whole lot less than it used to be. And there's millions of baby boomers who just don't understand that the reason they think their house is worth so much more is because young families can no longer afford to move into their neighborhood. But that's not important right now. Let's sit back for a moment and enjoy what we do have. Slowly but surely, and the radio callers we've listened to this morning are evidence that more and more Alabamians are waking up to the reality that their government lies to them, that their people, their neighbors, are blind and don't see what's happening, but that slowly, slowly, word of what's going on in the schools is making a difference. Slowly, very slowly, the water is rising in Montgomery, and the rats, the chipmunks too, are going to start to drown. Slowly. And it's a slow boil. But more and more people are waking up to the idea that what they hear from a Jesus won't judge you pulpit and a happy, happy, feel-good music concert on Sunday morning isn't the solution. And when I walk in the neighborhood, when I stop down at the cafe, when I belly up at the bar, I'm hearing more and more side conversations, not just about the wonders of the feminine mystique and mind like we had in the first hour, not just about how, you know, maybe we don't have to export our students to Harvard and all these liberal schools, we should focus on education here. Not only do we hear about there's more opportunities, more jobs, better businesses, and superior products made in Alabama, and we're going to have to fight to keep it that way.
You got it. Thanks, Lunchbox.
I'm encouraged.
Good point.
I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East,
Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe 3-piece bands or 4-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting 3 kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida. And now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. We lost, we had somebody.
We did. That was gonna have the last, I think they're probably calling back.
Was going to have the last segment. Never fear, where there's always a bright and shiny spot out there in the news. There's always someone saying something brilliant.
I can't wait.
It's absolutely fantastic. And one of those people you can go to when they're to say something brilliant is Representative Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, Scott, I can't wait.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She has stated that the student loan plan announced, the student loan forgiveness plan that President Joe Biden had announced earlier, I guess it was yesterday. I'll tell you what she says. Mm-hmm. I don't have an Ocasio-Cortez voice, but she says, actually, I'm going to be one of the few that doesn't get any benefits from the program. I'm a member of Congress. I'm a little bit outside the threshold and bounds, but if I wasn't, just a few years ago, waitress me 5 years ago would have benefited from it. Congresswoman me will not, but that's okay. I'll take the knock if it means that people can get relief. She continued, and this is huge. Now, this is Joe Biden saying he can just cancel people's student loan debt because he thinks it's going to get him votes. Here's my advice to all those people, if he actually does it. Take the student loan forgiveness. Don't dummy up and say, I'm going to be the principal and not take it, okay? Take it and vote against him. Because it's a terrible policy, it's an unconstitutional policy, but they're giving it away, and a bunch of leftists are going to get it. So I don't see the value in you going, oh, I'm against, blah, 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 I don't want to. It's like the person who says, well, you know, look, I'm unemployed now, but I'm not going to take the unemployment. You paid into it for a gajillion years. Mm. If you need it for a short amount of time before you get your other job, take it. Because the left's taking it like crazy. So if he forgives student loans, take it, vote against him. But here's the rest of it. She says, talking about people getting relief. And this is huge. This is people getting the student loan forgiveness, their student loans canceled. It means that it's hope to buy a house or have a kid or travel abroad.
So wait.
We're forgiving student loans so you can travel abroad? Or maybe even go back to school and pursue a career that maybe they otherwise wouldn't have. See how good this is?
Can you get another loan?
Yes, you can get another loan for the going back to school. Yeah. She says, one of the reasons that that's not me now is because I didn't feel like I'd be able to afford medical school.
I'm sorry.
What? You couldn't, but I could.
Alexandria Ocasio, Dr. Ocasio-Cortez.
Listen.
And so hopefully someone else who is at an ISEF competition somewhere will be able to do that because of this. What is ISEF?
I have no idea.
So she, look.
Hold on.
If you need a reason not to cancel college loans, think about what she just said. If she had her college loans canceled a few years ago, she would be a doctor.
Also, I need to back up because I speak woman.
Yes.
She said she was outside of that little bit outside of needing this mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm. Because I speak woman, I just want to let you know that that was her clarion call to, but I'm still young, everybody.
I'm still young.
That's a woman's way of saying, I'm not old. I'm young.
She would have been.
And she would have been a doctor. Mm-hmm. Except for she wasn't. She was a bartender.
Yes, and then became a congresswoman.
And a waitress. And so then that gives me pause. How did that happen, everybody? How did it happen?
What college degree did she have?
Did she leap from being a waitress to becoming AOC? Cortez.
Didn't she, wasn't there a tryout for Scott, who was going to run for Congress in that
like
district?
Like an SNL and tryout?
She was the best actress, and she met all the check boxes.
Okay, well, I'm just asking questions.
Somewhat attractive. People talk, I'm like, she's not really that much. But I mean, look, you're comparing her to Congress.
Listen.
Well, they did do away with the medical school admissions test in a lot of places.
She can go back to school herself.
Well,
look at that. Looky here.
Dr. AOC. We'll try to be back tomorrow. Eric the Duck will be up early if he can call in then. We'll try to be back. Y'all be safe. See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here.